Last week, the O3B, or other 3 billion satellite system, lifted off from French Guiana. The system goes live later this year. Its backers include Google and the Development Bank of Southern Africa, among others. Founder Greg Weiler says the other 3 billion are the people without access to fast internet.
This will enable everybody, and it'll be a cascading effect, but it enables everybody in these societies to become relevant, economically relevant to the rest of the world.
The O3B satellites will provide internet coverage anywhere within 45 degrees of latitude north and south of the equator. Inmarsat, a rival, will launch its satellite internet system called Global Express later in the year. Dele Meji Fatunla is web editor for Britain's Royal African Society.
In rural areas, I think it would have an impact on the way people can get information related to healthcare, information related to education. So it could actually have a big impact.
The West Africa cable system, which runs underwater from London to West Africa, is an alternative to the satellites and was completed last year. Sub-Saharan Africa alone has 9 submarine cables with a total capacity of 22 terabytes. Dele Meji Fatunla says broadband boosts economic growth.
I think a lot of small and medium enterprises would benefit from that. And it might also have a political impact in the sense that the internet, if it's fairly open, will allow organizations and people to mobilize much more effectively.
But broadband by itself won't revolutionize government, says Charles Kenny of the Center for Global Development in Washington.
But if government isn't picking up the phone, if you will, if government isn't answering the emails, just having a broadband connection isn't going to help.
And when it comes to healthcare, Kenny says government money would be better spent on basic needs.
Vaccines, it's a bed net, it's a very basic health interventions that are having a huge impact. Africa doesn't have very many doctors. It doesn't matter if they're all connected to broadband. So I think particularly when it comes to health, broadband may not be, you know, the whiz-bang solution.
Dele Meji Fatunla says broadband's potential should not be underestimated.
Even if it's not enabling people in, say, rural areas or people who aren't as affluent, you have to remember that there's going to be a core of people who are active in societies in Africa, particularly civil society, who will benefit from there being a better access to information. And I think those people will in turn be able to pressure government structures a lot more.
Analysts warn that even though satellites and cables are connecting to Africa, the prices charged by internet service providers on the ground need to drop before broadband's full potential is realized. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.